My, this new outfit looks great. I don't regret getting express delivery at all. And this wig, too. I really do look just like her. The fan, the tassel, the hair, and my hips all exposed and wide. And all this exposed cleavage and side boob. Gosh, I feel so alive in this. I don't even know if I can wear this at the con. I know there's an 18 plus section, but could I even have the bravery to do so? Oh, but the thought of everyone wanting pictures of me like this. Now, let's see. She does her pose by standing straight like this, right? And extend one arm out to here with my fan and say, "Eeh!" No one's home. No one's doing anything in here. Wait. Oh, no. Now they know I'm home. I don't think they'll buy it if I say I'm a ghost either. Hold on. Coming. Oh, wait. I'm still wearing the wig. Toss that aside. Oh, hey. It's my friend's son. You had your 19th birthday yesterday, right? Uh-huh. Happy birthday, buddy. Sorry I didn't come over. I wanted to. But I was sick. Yeah, really sick. But I feel better now. Yeah, super better. So, what brings you to my doorstep, hon? You're worried about me? Oh, well, that's sweet. But like I said, I'm all better now. You should head back home. Oh, you saw someone in my home? You don't say. A woman with crazy long brown ponytail walking through my bedroom? Going to my kitchen? Darn it, I forgot your window has a view over my bedroom. I mean, how odd. Well, my daughter left for college, so she isn't here. And as you can see, I keep my haircut pretty short, so must have been your eyes playing tricks on you, hon. I'm all alone until my husband comes back from work. She was wearing some familiar clothes, huh? How so? It looked like a video game character you like. Huh, what a strange name she has. Never heard of that before. How bizarre. But I promise, I'm just a normal housewife and have no video game characters in here. I can assure you, no one else is here except for me. So afraid, I'm totally fine. What's with that sad look? You really got excited seeing someone dressed like that character. Oh gosh, you look so disappointed too. Hey, I'm sorry for lying, honey. Hang on. Just please be discreet, okay? Come on in for just a little bit, okay? Well, here it is. Your mystery cosplayer. It's me. Your neighbor and mom's friend. And, yep. I'm dressed like Mai from Fatal Fury. The fans, the revealing outfit and everything. The ponytail is from my wig over there. See? I keep my hair trimmed short so my wig can fit on better. Here, let me just... Here it is. Pretty disappointing, isn't it? My body isn't fit for it at all. I know, I'm pretty plump everywhere. I have to wear all this makeup to cover my age. My butt's barely covered by the fabric. I look nothing like her, huh? I just thought it would be cute to wear this. You think I look amazing? Oh gosh, honey, thank you. You really like it? Like, if I turn around and model a bit, yeah? You think I look stunning? Wow, honey, you are really kind. I didn't actually make this out for myself, you know. I got it from a friend who's big into making cosplay outfits. pose for you. Oh gosh, I only got this outfit today. I don't know if... Aw, that face of yours is so sweet. Well, okay, just for you, as a sneak peek. Just stand up straight here and... Nippon Ichi! Oh gosh, I'm so embarrassing. I'm so sorry. You probably think I'm such a weirdo, huh? And you're smiling so much. You thought it was awesome? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I never got a cosplay like this risky before, so I'm super nervous I'd look awful in it. Oh no, I spilled the beans there, didn't I? Yeah, I cosplay a lot as a hobby. Mm-hmm. Ever since my daughter left for college, I kind of got back into all the nerdy stuff I used to be into when I was her age. Video games, anime, cartoons, comics. And when I found out about cosplaying online from my friend, I was so excited to do it, I just jumped right into it. You know all those business trips I take to the other states? When I ask you to come over now and again to check on things? Well, those business trips are actually just one or two days of actual work. The rest of the time, I'm at a con or just exploring town, wearing my cosplay and getting more fun stuff for me. Art prints, manga, cosplay accessories, imported games. Sometimes I go out just to a con and lie about work. Do you want to see my art prints? Well, sure, but like I said, you can't tell anyone about it. Here it is. I know, it's pretty. No, it's really embarrassing for someone my age to be this deep into this stuff. You know, going to book club and groceries and then going to work. That should be my speed. But I love this so much. This is like my little getaway from responsibilities and work, where I can delve into fantasies and dress up as characters and just be someone else. Sometimes I'll cosplay and just sit here and play games all day long if I can. You think it's awesome? You are really kind, sweetheart. I just wish everyone else thought like you did. Like my husband. He looks at me like I have 10 heads and gives me some awkward, "Whoa, really?" when I talk about this stuff. Well, without an ounce of fucking self-awareness, spends all fucking day drooling over his pickup truck and goes on screaming fits over football games. Once I read online that most men would kill for a wife that cosplays. So I thought, what if I just dress up and gave him some bedroom talk, right? So I dressed up like a Sailor Scout. I even feigned the whole, "Won't some big man come save me" act. He just said I should stop acting like I'm 12 and grow up. Act my age. That really hurt. Oh, hun, thank you. I guess that's why I really don't try to show this side of me that much. I'm always worried I look ridiculous. You really think I look nice? You're really kind, hun. Your mom raised a really good boy. You're so sweet. You almost never ask for payment for any favors I ask of you. Oh, hey. You know what I just realized? I forgot there was a certain pose that Mae does that I forgot all about. Where she leans over real close like this. Right in front of the camera. And sways back and forth. And bounces her legs up and down. Where her breasts sort of sway and bounce along with her. Like this. What do you think of this, honey? I can see you crack a little smile. You like it, right? But I don't think you're getting a good enough view. Here, what if I cut my breasts and just push them up closer? Look at your face. What do you think about that, honey? Oh, still super awesome. Yeah. I didn't want to mention it, but ever since you walked in, I noticed how you were trying to hide your privates from me. Pinching a little tent, Honey, you're the first person that I actually know who I've shown an outfit this erotic to before. I feel like that deserves a bit of a special reward for the occasion, right? Let me ask you. If I were the real Mai, and I was willing to do anything for you, what would you like, huh? Would you want her to sit on your lap like this? Would you want her to kiss you? Would you want to grab her big, juicy ass as I move your hand there? Would you like her to hold your head right to her breasts like this? Come on, honey. Tell me your fantasy. I'm already dressed up for it. So I can surely do it all for you. For being such a good boy. You want to be seduced by her? Oh, well, honey. I think we're a few steps ahead of that curve there, right? What about if she wanted to be your mommy, Would you like that? Yeah? Oh, good boy. And if you want to be seduced by her, I'd imagine you'd probably want her to do some lewd stuff to you as well, right? Yeah. Just like a real ninja would love to do. What if mommy were to give you a kiss? A really deep, really good kiss. And then slowly moving those kisses down your neck. Pulling off your... Oh my gosh, I didn't even see her shirt. I love that game. I mean, pulling your shirt off and then kissing down your cute chest. Down your cute tummy. And, looks like there's some pants in the way. Let's just unzip those. Oh my gosh, you're huge. So much bigger than my husband. You're this big for me, even though I'm so much older than you and so out of shape. You think I'm gorgeous? Oh, honey, just for that, you're getting a boob job. With this outfit, it'll be so easy to just get in real close and squeeze them together. You like that? I guess that's one benefit to my body, huh? Big, soft tits. Rumming them up and down. Up and down like this. You know, your window does have a good view of our windows. But I've seen your room too, you know. I've seen what you watch every now and again. All that hentai, the girls with the huge boobs, smothering, squishing some poor helpless guy. Let me give you exactly that treatment. Do you like mommy spoiling you like this? Wearing this cosplay, I'm giving you such tender loving. And if I press them down real close like this, I can put my mouth around your aching erection too. You like it? Oh my gosh, you're so cute for mommy. I'd never do this for my husband, even if he asked. Oh, baby. You look so sweet. you're all smiling. Is getting a blowjob from mommy all you ever dreamed of? Oh, and look at that, that little pearl of pre-cum. You're close, aren't you, honey? Well, in that case, why don't you give mommy all you got where she needs it most, Here. Let me just push my panties to the side. Get on all fours. And here it is. All for you, baby. Don't be gentle on me. Really pound the fuck out of your mommy. Well, she's dressed up like your favorite girl. Ooh. Oh, fuck. That's so deep. Oh my god, you're so good, baby. Okay, go ahead, honey. Just fuck me like you. Oh. Oh god, yes. Oh fuck. That's it. All the way. Baby, you're fucking me so much better than my husband ever could. He'd never imagine in a million years you'd be the one fucking his wife. I don't care. I want you to cuck him. He'd always make fun of you, calling you a loser. He'd prance around and make fun of your cute shirts or whatever you bought a game. But here you are, fucking his wife. Making her feel loved and appreciated. He's never touching this pussy ever again. No, no, no. It's all yours, baby. You own my pussy. I'll let you fuck me in any of my outfits. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Just do anything you want to feel good. Oh gosh, spanking my exposed ass so suddenly. Fuck, mommy likes it rough. Oh, fuck. Watch my fat ass jiggle and wobble. It's all yours, baby. It's all yours. Plow me. Plow me hard. Grab my ass and squeeze it. Thrust into my hips. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna orgasm on my neighbor's son's dick. Oh, fuck. Come on, baby. Give me it. Blow your load deep in my fucking womb. Oh, my God. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Come with mommy. Come with mommy. Will you fuck her doggy style? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. That was amazing, honey. Let's cuddle, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Good boy. Yeah. Lay your head on mommy's chest. Just like you like. That was just fantastic, sweetheart. You know, my husband won't even be home until tomorrow at 5. You have 8 whole hours to cuddle with me. In fact, you can come over and do this with me a lot now, huh? Maybe someday you'll see the hex maniac at my bedroom window. Maybe the blue-haired android from X-Sega. A peachy princess? A dragon maid? And all of them can be your mommy, too. You are such a sweet boy. I'm so glad I have someone I can play with like this. I'll have to take you with me next time I have a business trip, huh? But while we're here, you can hug me and kiss me all you want. And we can talk about stuff. Like, lately, I've been getting really into Masked Rider. It's so cool. I wish they'd release it in English already. It's this show like Power Rangers. Actually, I have the Blu-rays. How about we watch together? My treat.